Next, let's talk about monarch. 那接下来我们谈一谈英国的君主。Constitutional monarchy is one in which the power of monarch is circumscribed by the constitution. 我们知道君主立宪制呢是君主的权力受到宪法限制的一类政体形式。The present monarch is Elizabeth II. 现在呢英国的君主是伊丽莎白二世。Legally, she is head of the executive. 从法律上来说她是行政首领。And she is an integral part of the legislature. 也是立法机关的主要首领。And she is also the head of judiciary. 她还是司法部门的首长。She is commander-in-chief of all the armed forces. 她也是所有武装部队的总司令。And the temporal head of Church of England, 以及英国国教的当代领袖。But in practice, the real power of monarchy has gradually been reduced, and today the Queen acts solely on the advice of her ministers. 而实际上，君主制的真正权力已经逐渐的被削弱了。今天女王她只是完全的按照大臣们的建议行事。So we can say the queen reigns, but she does not rule. 所以我们可以这样说，女王她统而不治。女王呢，她会参加各种各样重要的政府活动。The queen participates in various important acts of government. 比如说，她会召集或者说暂时终止以及解散议会。She summons, temporarily suspends and dissolves parliament.他也可以确认政府部长等重大的公共任命。She confirms major public appointments, such as those of government ministers. 那么在国际事务当中呢，他作为国家元首，他有权宣战、言和、承认外国以及缔结条约。In international affairs, as head of the state, she has the power to declare war, make peace, recognize foreign states, and conclude treaties.那么授予贵族爵位等荣誉呢也是女王工作的一部分。Conferring honors such as peerages and knighthoods is also part of Queen's job. 当然女王她还参与政府的日常工作，不过她主要的角色呢是象征性的。The Queen is also involved in the day-to-day workings of the government, but her principal role is symbolic.